Now we'll turn to some of the letters to the evening news, and we have quite a mixed postbag.
First of all, you must have heard of the Helter Skelter, which was temporarily erected in Norwich Cathedral. One earlier correspondent obviously objected to it vociferously, prompting County Councillor George Nobbs to write a very pointed letter in response. I read with a growing sense of apprehension Elizabeth Mooney's announcement that she will never, ever set foot in Norwich Cathedral again. It was thoughtful of her to share this news with us, and in time, no doubt, we will all come to terms with her decision and, like the Dean and Chapter, learn to live with it. She asks, do the clergy no longer read the Bible? For my part, I must have missed the 11th commandment, thou shalt have no truck with helter-skelters. She also says that she fears that the religion is no longer Christian. And what a remarkable set of priorities Mrs. Mooney and her fellow objectors must have, that it has taken this one particular event to lead them to this conclusion. Such true Christian insight is indeed rare these days. To Ms. Mooney and all other traumatised victims of rampant helter-skelterism, may I gently suggest this piece of advice. Lighten up.
Another recent item of local news previewed what is called a Big Bug Tour on show at Castle Mall to display information about natural insects, etc., to the public. Stuart Paston of Norwich suggests that we look at the real nature on our doorstep. With reference to the forthcoming Big Bug Tour event taking place at Into Chapelfield, I'm sure both adults and children will find much to interest them with the oversized installations of insects designed to help them reconnect with nature. However, I would like to point out that there is a wildflower meadow in the adjoining St. Stephen's Churchyard that is full of real insects, which affords an excellent opportunity for parents to involve their children in nature study. If only they would find the time to stop and look. It doesn't need gargantuan creations in a mall to shine a big magnifying glass, to use the words of Chris Packham, on the wonders of the insect world. It is staring people in the face, outdoors, in the middle of Norwich. Hopefully the meadow will remain uncut a little longer.
And still in the outdoors is Simon Beckett of Norwich, who bemoans the closure of the grass tennis courts at Higham Park. I was disappointed to read in the paper that Matthew Packer, Norwich City Council's Cabinet Member for Health and Wellbeing, believes that keeping grass tennis courts at Higham Park locked for 2 years can be part of a plan to make them available to the many, not the few. He is referring to plans to construct 4 all-weather courts and run these under the Norwich Parks tennis model. This model of tennis provision can hardly be described as tennis for the many. In April 2018, Norwich Parks Tennis had 584 members in a city with a population of over 130,000. In addition, it is always the same few names booking regular slots at Norwich Parks Tennis. And the wonderful advantage of the Higham Park grass courts was that anyone could just turn up and play. The park keeper recently described to me how hordes of children used to come across after school before the council stopped maintaining the courts. That was tennis for the many. I'm not against the Norwich Parks tennis model. The facilities are very good. But there is a strong case for a variety of provision and different surfaces to attract a wider variety of players. Tennis for the many. Sprowston can manage to maintain its grass courts, so why can't Norwich?
Finally, Colin Burley of Toftwood congratulates old Norwich City favourite Wes Houlihan for his work for charity. Well done, Wes. Wes Houlihan, who for 10 years was what I consider the brains behind many a Canary win, has shown that by donating over £17,000 to a children's hospital in Ireland, that he also has a big heart. In these days, when we hear so much of money-grabbing sportsmen, it comes as a heartwarming news item. I wish him well in the latest stage of his career as he settles into Australian football. Admire his skills, Aussie fans. Again, well done, Wes.